I think the other thing is just from an overall perspective, you know, we've had two pretty poor years, and so you've got to make changes to your list. You know, I think that's just a given. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be all the experienced players, but you know, we have to get better. So if I suppose by David saying that, all he's done is just put it out there that if you're interested in our players, have a chat to us and see where it goes. And as I said, if it suits us, we'll do something. If not, we'll keep it. But you know, that certainly doesn't include the real young fellas. Like, you know, as I said, like last year, you know, kids like Reece Matheson, Benny Keys, you know, they played, you know, 10 or 11 games and played well and got better as the season went on, you know, as midfielders. And then the kids who were, as I mentioned before, the Keys, you know, they were just 18-year-olds, but they showed plenty. And with another pre-season under their belt, hopefully they can have natural improvement, and that's where our improvement will come from.
I did see the Lions on a couple of occasions last year, and there's no doubt there's a number of very interesting young players that you've got in the Brisbane Lions, so just a matter of how far or how fast they'll actually develop. But just on that, so what message are you saying to the Brisbane Lions fans going forward? Are we looking at a 3-year, 4-year, 5-year plan? Are we looking to... You know, I mean, what message are we going to pull back? Are we going to get all young kids in? Are we starting again under Chris Fagan?
We're not starting again per se. I think, you know, we've got an early pick again. We've got pick two. You know, we've got pick 20.
Is that tradable, pick two?
Yeah, it is. Same deal. If the deal's good enough, we'll have a look at it. And yeah, it is. It's definitely on the table. And if it helps us get something that we think is going to make us better, then we'll look to do that. I mean, look. Our preference is, you know, we want to go to the draft and keep building from underneath. That's the thing for us. As I said, we think the last couple of years we've bought some really good, young, talented players. We've not had, you know, elite talent. We've been able to pick at the front of the draft in the last few years. So, and we've got some kids out of our academy who have been, you know, who look like they're going to be really good players. So that's the thing for us. So we're really mindful and really hopeful that, you know, we want to keep building from underneath. And look, we still need some experienced players to make us competitive, which is, you know, the Jack, like a Jack Frost and things. And there might be one or two others that we'll have a look at as the trade period unfolds. But I think the message is we think our youth's really good. We're going to get more of it, and you know, we'll hopefully have that pyramid where we've got a whole lot of good young fellas that are going to be coming through.
Greg Swan has joined us, Greg. We've talked a bit on this program about football up in Queensland. It seems the Gold Coast Suns are wanting players, that they want to be competitive up on the Gold Coast. What sort of direction are you getting from the AFL, or, you know, suggestions from the AFL in terms of how competitive Brisbane has to be, or even the Gold Coast has to be? So that's why I asked the question, you know, what direction does the club want to take, and does the AFL need, you know, Brisbane up and running and winning games in the next couple of years, or are they prepared to sort of think, well, you know what, it may take 4, 5, 6, 7 years for this club to get back to being a power again?
Yeah, look, the AFL have an influence in that space. I mean, what you've got to remember, though, is you can still be, just because you're young doesn't mean you're not competitive. I mean, we'd like to think we can do both, you know, there's a couple of, you know, it's easy to say there's a few examples, I know, but, you know, the Giants went really young and then have come with a rush, and the Bulldogs are still a really young footy team. I mean, if you take out Boydie and a few of the others, they're still, you know, just looking at them on the weekend, most of them are only 20-21. So, you know, you're not necessarily conceding that you're going to have, you know, it's going to take you 5 or 6 years if you're going down a youth path. I think it's about the quality of the youth, and that's the thing that we're trying to focus on, is get good early draft picks, get picks, as many picks as we can within the top 20, and then build our list from underneath. So if that pans out that way, well and good. And if not, well, you know, we'll we'll get Dane Beams back next year. Yeah. We'll have a few guys that didn't play much footy last year that, you know, we hope, touch wood, are all out and about. So that'll help from an experience point of view. And then if we are bringing in these good kids, and, you know, we think that the ones we've got will get better. And we just don't want to be stuck in that middle, KB, where you're sort of in the middle of the pack and you can't really, you know, you're close enough that you might make the eight, and you don't trade or whatever happens. Mm. We're in a position at the moment, we are where we are, but we've got an opportunity to get some really good talent into the place.